This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. government has carried out its first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday morning decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana hours after the court released its ruling. Lee was convicted of murdering a family of three, including an 8-year-old girl, in 1996. He was originally due to be executed yesterday, but hours before that happened, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction on the grounds that courts should have more time to review whether the method of execution violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Iran has executed a former defense ministry employee who was convicted of selling information to the United States Central Intelligence Agency, that according to Iran's judiciary today. A judiciary spokesman said Reza Asghari was executed last week for selling information about Iran's missile program to the CIA. Iran says Asghari sold the information during his last years in the defense ministry and retired in 2016. Iran executed another alleged spy last month. Pakistan said today it would relaunch door-to-door vaccinations of children against polio next week after a 4-month suspension due to the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement comes amid a substantial decline in daily COVID-19 infections across Pakistan, one of the two polio endemic countries in the world, along with its war-torn neighbor, Afghanistan. Although the Asian and European markets spent their days in a sort of a free fall, Wall Street spent the day in positive territory. At the moment, it's up 245 points. This is VOA News.